What is the question? What are we talking about? What are we talking about? We are at book six. Means this is the final book. This is the final discussions. What is it about? It's about the stuff that you don't like because you are logical. Logic. Is it good or bad, logic? You. Logic is good or bad?
Sometimes.
Sometimes? Logic is always good, fantastic, working. And the main necessity of living creatures, animals and plants, not the human being. That is the point. You should understand. You don't understand it. Why? Because it's not logical. You understand the logical part of the human being, which is that human being's animal existence, right? Logically you understand it. But there's something behind that which has nothing to do with that logic. It's illogical. We called this system of thinking beyond the logic. We don't talk about the logical part of you. That logical part of you is a lady who should remain at home. Do you remember the first book, first story? There is a man over there who is nonsense, nuisance, and useless. It should come out. Take this little knowledge you got to be open to see the river and hear about the ocean. This is what we are talking about. Do I have your attention? Because this is what it is. Now, he talks about non-existence and poverty. Is it logical? No. But is it there? Yes. How? Is the story that we were reading. What was the story? The story of a slave of a Jew who suddenly believes in this new prophet. Right? They advise him that keep it quiet because he beats you. He doesn't like it. Keep quiet. Said, okay. Up to here is quite logical, you understand it, right? Then, later, he will come back from that state of mind and say, no, I love that fellow. the vice president, the second fellow, what was his name? Exactly. The stuff that you don't get it. Who is the first after the prophecy? Honesty is honest. Siddiq. That's not the name. That's how we call him. Because he is honesty. Okay? The funny thing is that honesty fellow comes and advises this slave that keep it quiet. We say, okay. But no, he goes back. Then what? Then the prophet will tell this honest fellow, go and buy him and I will be your partner. He will go and buy him without the partnership. This is the honest fellow. Do you understand? I don't think so. He will buy that fellow, I'll bring it. Okay? In the challenge of buying it, the Jew started to make more money. Right? And the end of the story is this paragraph, which is, the Jew will think that how stupid he was. He could have paid less. This long paragraph ends up like this. Listen carefully. Since reason has learned by rote in regards to the fundamental no, oh, prefer that it learns by rule in regret to the derivatives, or I don't know what. It's a very hard stuff, because in Persian is very hard. It's چون مقلد بود عقلا در اصول دان مقلد در فروعش ای فضول. This musicality, playing with the words to give you a sense that, you know what, that Jew cannot understand this because your brain is imitating. That's what the logic is, isn't it? So, with that, you learn only imitating. You don't have a saying over there, because I'm talking about the field of no imitation. Do you understand that? Do you feel it? Because the logic is something you learn. And you have to practice. Then I have one simple question. Who are you? Who are you? You are, is there any value, special value to you? Tell me. Now we are 8 billions. So, is there any value to you? Yes. What is the value? He is unique. The only one like this. We are all unique. And that's why it's working like this. That's why when we are talking about we could talk about we as quantity. Right? But there are times that we want to talk about quality, not quantity. Where is that? That's in we, in all of us, because we, different individuals, we have a wholeness, something which binds us, not logically, like what? Music, art. It has nothing to do with the logic. Even logically, the fellow who is the master will say, I don't know, it happens. Just like that. What do you talk about now? That's the part of humanity we are looking for. And the logic cannot understand this. This is the conclusion, you will see the conclusion of the last paragraph of this story he made. Let's hear it. You are the guilty party. Read it.
Well, the Jew laughed and imagined that the Tzaddik had been swindled in this bargain. The stony-hearted Jew guffawed jeeringly and mockingly in malice and spite. The Tzaddik said to him, "Why this laughter?" In reply to the question, he laughed more loudly.
Okay, this is it. What was he saying? One excuse to remind you, who is this fellow? So Tzaddik means the honest. So, there is that laugh, exaggerated, to show you what? The Jew got for the treasure. In Persian, he's talking about sangdel, means stone-hearted. Means with no pity at all. That's sangdel. So there is this laughing from that stone-heartedness, because to him everything is this and that and that and that. Then the honest told him that, what was this laugh about?